This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Were the disciples born again before the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
The Bible doesn't say. I tend to agree with you that they weren't, that they were knowledgeable and such. Now, could they have been justified? Now, that's another issue, because Abraham was justified by his faith.
Yes.
In a sense, they would have to be born again in that sense. So it gets a little bit tough, because they undoubtedly had faith in Christ, but we don't know what they really were believing or understanding yet. Probably after the resurrection, for sure, they were born again. I would say that, but I don't know to what condition they were beforehand.
Number 5.
Christian could not be a homosexual, which I know is correct.
Technically, it's not true, because
okay.
It's like
please
saying a Christian can't be, you know, lustful. Well, I'm sorry, Christians are lustful. It doesn't mean your lust doesn't mean you're a Christian or not. And you can have people who are homosexual and they're attracted to the same sex people, but know that it's wrong and are rebelling against it. And so in that sense, yeah, they can be Christian. They're struggling. They've judged it as sin. They're having troubles.
I can see where a gay individual is repenting, but I just couldn't see that they're saying that them being gay is okay in the body of Christ.
Yeah. Practicing homosexuality? No. That's not acceptable.
Number 4.
Does the devil have the power to send people into your life? So
sure.
Just to give you a quick scenario, he does?
He has his servants. You either serve God or you serve the enemy. And undoubtedly, you can have people who were sent by the enemy to do his bidding. They won't even be aware of it.
I was telling someone, I said, I'll never know why God even allowed me to meet this person, knowing that it wasn't a good match for me. And he said, well, maybe the devil sent them. I said, no, the devil isn't an omnipresent being. The devil doesn't know where I'm going to be and where this.
But you have to understand, he doesn't need omnipresence in order to send somebody to mess you up.
Number 3.
Corinthians 5:18 says, all things are of God. Do you think that it's possible that God Almighty, who is uncreated, could have allowed Lucifer to fall to be his greatest servant?
He certainly allowed him to fall, and I wouldn't say his greatest servant, because a servant does the will of his master. Lucifer is not doing the will of the Father in one sense. The decretive will of God is he decrees something to be, it's going to occur because he has said so. Like, let there be light. He decrees creation, he commands it, it is his direct will, it occurs. His prescriptive will is you shall not lie. His permissive will is he lets you lie, so he has a prescriptive will, which is the moral right and wrong he wants us to follow, but he wills to allow us, he desires to allow us to disobey him. Lucifer fell because of his own pride. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14 talks about that.
Number 2.
2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. If I want to get my blood pressure up, is I'll watch the religious channels. And sure enough, I see a bunch of wacko moron heretics who are selling things and taking verses out of context and then turning them into amulets, turning them into posters, turning them into this, and you send your money in and this prayer, and the blessings will flow over you. It's ear-tickling nonsense. And so what we see is a lot of bad teachers on TV saying, well, the Lord told me about blah, 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 and if you just pray this prayer, you know, just give me a stinking break. These guys are whacked. Now, I'm not saying God can't speak to people today. I do believe he can, but I believe it'd be very rare, and I also believe it would only be in harmony with the Word of God, and it would be for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 1! I just was really interested in your take on some of the positive thinking type of preaching, that if you're thinking that you're a good leader, you just continually say that you're a good leader, and say that you're just struggling with something, you just keep saying over and over in your mind to create new neural pathways. Is this biblical concept?
Yes, it is. It says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks within himself, so he is. So that's Proverbs 23:7. So what we say about ourselves is really important. And how we perceive ourselves is important. We don't want to deceive ourselves by saying we're something we're not. The best attitude is to say that I'm saved in Jesus. I'm holy in Jesus. I'm sanctified in Jesus. I'm justified in Jesus. I'm loved because of Jesus.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
He's a very strange man.
He's an idiot.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.